Love and light. This is Daily 47. I'm Rob, joined by
Brother D.
Brother Andrew.
And this is episode 3 of this experimental podcast we're doing. Just dudes doing our thing for God. That's what we're doing. How are we all feeling today?
Lit, man. I'm alive. God woke me up.
That's right. Glory to God.
You know, just crazy times, you know, just had the election day yesterday and everything, you know.
Yeah, people were really stressed about that. We should talk about that because people were really stressed about the election. That's a good topic to bring up, Andrew. People were really stressed out. I see it all over social media. People are posting all kinds of, it's like hateful or just stressed out. Like people were really stressed out about this election that it's stressful times. Everyone's been stressed this whole, everyone keeps getting stressed with COVID and everything. Right, it is stressful times.
Well, I think a lot of people are unemployed. They're at home. They're a lot more on the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of that's, you know, feeding into it.
Yeah. Precisely.
Brain is like a sponge. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to soak in.
Yep.
God is in control, man.
Yep, always.
God can allow the president.
Yep.
I control everything.
Yep.
Nothing happened without the captain say so.
It's true. 100%. Yeah, it's 100% true.
If your one vote gonna choose the president to become president, it was gonna stop what God wanted to happen. Probably won't wake up in the morning. God wanted such and such to be the president. If your one vote caused him not to be the president, probably wouldn't wake up anymore.
Yep.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
All is well, man. The day is beautiful, man. You know, the day that God has made, man. We're alive above the earth. You know what I'm saying? God said, leave all your worries upon him, man. All your cares and worries upon him, he'll handle it. That's a promise from God. He always keeps your promise.
And that's the Bible. The Bible is just full of promises from God. It's directly to his people. He says, you know, I swear to you, my people, in the Bible. It's beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I voted in 1988.
who was running at that time?
The birth of Jesus.
It's a solid vote.
Yeah.
Vote all the time. Hey, do we got some more of the masks with the cross on it? You got some more?
Got two more, I believe, yeah.
I want one on because I want to give it to this lady at work. Yesterday, she literally ran, found me talking about that mask.
Oh, man. Seems quite popular around here, that mask.
Yeah, a lady at Costco stopped me yesterday and said, young man. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, your mask, good job. And I said, thank you so much. And she said, God bless. She said, I'll see you there. I was like, dang, that's great. Wow.
That's something about the mask.
Yeah.
Like she seen when I first came in, she waited like an hour or two later. She's like, I've been looking for like that, man. I'm going to see if my brother got some. I'm see
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
She said, I ain't got no another one to trade you with. I said, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, you know, it's all like I was saying, like Brother Andrew was saying, you know what I'm saying, like about the election, you know, it's all about what you put in your mind. Like, I always do that because some days, like usually I wake up, I'm listening to Gucci Mane, Key Glock. rap, you know what I'm saying? But I had to think back, you know what I'm saying? Like, start my day off first, you know what I'm saying? At least giving God the glory, like, listen to me some gospel music. Like, this morning I woke up, listen to me some gospel music, prayed, read me a couple of scriptures, you know? But some days I wake up, first thing I do, grab my Black and Mild fired up, grab my phone, straight to Instagram, scrolling down, looking at the women. You know how I go, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even think about it, you know what I'm saying? I be so caught up in what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? But I had a talk with myself on the way home from work last night. I was telling myself I need to be more diligent in God's word, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I ain't all the way right, at least give God the first part of my day, you know what I'm saying? And God gave us 24 hours, so at least 10 minutes, man. You know, you first wake up, man, try to pray. Give God a little time, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll make your day a little better, you know what I'm saying? You'll have a little more better confidence and better spirit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I read some scripture this morning, just reading the book of John. I think it was chapter 4 or 5, really inspirational stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I just woke up and, you know, jumped on OnlyFans. Yeah, to be real, you know, be real.
Right. Yeah, be real, man. Be real.
You ain't the only one, dude.
How was OnlyFans, man?
It was great.
Got some good ones?
Yeah, got some good.
Find some good ones?
Some good subscriptions, you know?
Good. You hate to see how people pay their bills, man.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
People pay their bills.
Stimulating the economy.
Right.
Stimulating the economy.
Right. Y'all do, man. You know what I'm saying? Great, man. Great. No, I be slipping on my pimp. God is greater, though. God is greater. He who lives in me is greater. One day, you know what I'm saying? Lord willing, I become the man God see me. Right now. A lot of work. In my eyes, but you know, in God's eyes, I'm righteous though, because I'm his child.
Yep, he already knows you. Yep, he knew you thousands of years ago, he knew you before time itself.
Right, Psalms 139.
Yep, got an alarm going off over here. Got a code red, Andrew's like, uh-oh, did we blow something up? Nah, man, it's all good, man. The lab's
police
still
outside or something?
No, it's all good. The police aren't outside right now. The police have my phone number. They'll just call next time. They're just going to call. Do you want to talk? Do you want a chair or anything? Good?
I'm good.
Good, all right. Perfect, man.
Dude, what kind of...
Oh, this is, man, Will Lotto, I think. Will Lotto, yeah.
Yeah, Will Lotto, yeah. I ain't naked, I thought about gelato.
Yeah.
It smells good, too.
Yeah, it does. It hits good, too. This is good weed. It hits really well. Nice and smooth. Want to smoke?
Sure.
Oh, you're going to smoke? All right. Yeah. I'm just going to smoke a little. Ready for this? Hit it. There you go.
Go.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good hit, dude. All right, man. All right. Doesn't usually smoke weed, so kind of surprised he took a hit. Wants to have a good time. Daily 47.
Well, Lotto.
Yeah, you know, on vacation, came here to see Brother Robert. Flew up from California.
Oh, yeah, California, yeah.
Man. Cali, baby.
Cali.
Mm. Palm trees.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're a good brother, man.
Sunny weather.
Brother in arms right here.
Never rains.
Never rains in Cali.
Never rains.
I've never been.
Beautiful.
But I'm going.
Oh, we are. We're going.
I'm going to Cali.
Oh, we are. We're going to Disneyland.
No, we ain't going to Disneyland. No, after what they did to Rob, I'm not going.
What part of Cali you want to visit?
I don't even know. I didn't want to go.
All of it.
It's cool.
I just know all the women out there beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you came to me. Oh, brother Rob. That's it. Rob, well, you got a lot of power. Somebody come see you in Memphis, they got the little.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't nothing going on in Memphis, but I'm telling you. I swear.
Well, it does seem more than in Cali because, you know, everything's shut down out there pretty much.
Can't do nothing.
Well, I mean, everything's distance. So you go to the bar, it's really you're sitting at separate tables. Can't go chat no one up you don't know.
Damn.
You didn't come with.
It's just like, man.
A lot of rules.
Sit down time. Like, everybody on punishment.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, that's on punishment. Ain't no going out, no football, none of that. You don't want, all right. You ain't want to do right in school? Okay, don't worry about it. Go on your room, you're on punishment.
Yeah.
Ain't
for a year.
No football, none of that.
Taking away all the world. Sports. Yeah, taking it all away.
It's it's a good time to be in prison, man. Nothing happened on the outside.
You ain't lying. Everybody done been in jail now. Everybody. I ain't lying. We all jailbirds. I ain't lying. Yeah. Locked in.
Yep.
God is great. A punishment from God is beautiful. The best punishment in the world. I ain't like anything. Might not like it at the time, but it's good. I ain't even want to do this podcast today, but I did it because I know we're going to be talking about God.
Yep, it's all for his glory. Glory to God.
Everything I told Rob now to turn around 2 minutes later.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I ain't lying. Got to spread the fruit, man. You know, the devil don't want to see us do that, so. He'll put them spirits in you and you be like, oh, he try to make you, you know what I'm saying? And God be like, man, you don't want to spread the fruit for me? Convict me. 2 minutes later, Rob, come on, let's go and do it, man.
Yep.
Got time to do everything else what we want to do. And so I feel bad. God has been great to me. Great, great. We got Brother Rob.
You got some.
I'm just looking for what I read.
4 or 5.
Yeah. Because it actually talks about that. I don't know. Because my Bible is a little different. I don't know where I was, though. I got to reanalyze it. It was actually talking about what you were speaking of, though. Just evil spirits, how you tell them apart from the good spirit. Good spirit's going to say that Jesus Christ was in the flesh.
Right.
That's a distinction right there. Anyone denies that, you're not in good spirits.
Right. True.
Yeah, this isn't my Bible. It's my wife's Bible, so it's a little different.
Harder to read.
Written for a different kind of person. Smarter person than me. More educated.
Interesting.
She's a doctor, man.
Yeah.
Badass.
Oh, New Oxford. Oh, I see that. Cool.
Mm-hmm. My dad bought it for me. He sent it over here. Freaking Indiana.
Nice of him.
Yeah, it was expensive. That's an expensive book, dude. That was like $80. Yeah. Quite pricey. So if we're doing this show, we just got to figure out what time we want to do it every day. So we can start taking calls, because people can call in. It sounds clean, real clean, when people call in. 509-878-3229. It's real clean. Just got to figure out what time we want to do it every day. We'll just do it. People will start calling in.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee that. Cool. Oh, yeah. Just chatting with us.
Yeah.
You know, we can even book people ahead of time, get them on the Skype video. If we know people that want to be on. I got a few people I'd like to get on. This one lady does fitness down in Southern California. She owes me a podcast interview. She's like promising me she'll be on my podcast. I'm like, well, come on, Daily 47.
Yeah.
You know, why not? That'd be awesome. She's super chill, educated, very smart. It brings light to people. Real nice person.
So, yeah, before I came out here to see Rob, I was over in Birmingham. It was the first time going to Alabama. And coming from California, it was a surprising demographic, because, I mean, people out there think that Alabama's just full bunch of country white people, It was interesting seeing how diverse the city is.
That's where I'm from, Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to the city.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Birmingham is dangerous. It's a good city, but dangerous.
Oh, we got custom mods in the chat.
You
never heard
of Birmingham before you went?
Mm-mm, no. But then I did a little, you know, research before I went out. It's just, I mean, the city's growing.
He's talking about Alabama, man, Birmingham.
There's a lot of construction right there right now.
Yeah.
Got all these fancy lights over the overpasses. They, like, spent like $1 million on them.
Damn.
Some light-changing LEDs.
That's cool.
What you do while you there?
Well, I flew up for a country show. He's like an older artist. A lot of people don't know him. His name is Chris Knight. So I basically went to that very small show, like 60 people. And I knew Halloween was going to be popping because the bars are open. And they got restrictions, I think, were lifted a few weeks prior to that. So they, went to a couple Halloween parties that were popping, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
I haven't been to a bar before that in, like, I don't know, before COVID.
Dang.
Yeah, that's so it was nice.
How long has it been, like, 8 months?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like April?
Yeah. Shit got shut down.
Yeah. It's a real real friendly city. Everyone's, like, you know, approachable, easy to talk to. Not a lot. It's not like those New York City vibes.
How New York is?
Just people, like, standoffish, you know? Like, you say, like, if you're in the subway and you're, like, looking at directions, like, people aren't gonna just going to stop and say, hey, what are you looking for? People just keep walking. That's basically the typical scenario of New York.
People are in California, though, too.
Yeah.
Like Southern California, where we're from, people are rude as hell.
Yeah.
People are real rude down there. Like, the L.A., Los Angeles vibes, those people are rude. Hollywood, they're not nice people.
But yeah, I mean, Birmingham, great people and their food. Like their barbecue, like Dreamland barbecue. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dreamland.
Dreamland.
Yeah.
You ever had some Marlowe's?
Marlowe's, I didn't go that one.
Marlowe's.
Marlowe's now.
Marlowe's.
Saw. I think it was a Saw barbecue or something like that, or SAW. Saw's.
I ain't hip about that.
Yeah, it's over near Lakeview, I think.
Do you like wings and stuff like that? Like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I like it all. Ribs, brisket.
Yeah, wings plus got some good wings. Wings plus.
There's a lot more heart put into the food.
Right.
You can totally feel that for real.
Nice.
I told Rob we was going to go one day.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go.
Popping. But there was a cold front that came because there was a hurricane passing through Zeta, I think. And yeah, it got real cold and people were like, man, it was like 100 degrees yesterday.
Oh, shit.
And like, I don't got the right clothes.
Damn.
But yeah, a place I actually probably want to go check out is Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa pop.
Yeah, that's what it was telling me.
It's one of them games. Popping.
Oh, yeah, one of the football games?
What?
Okay.
Love that. Now, that's something I want to take y'all to. The Alabama game, man. Ooh.
Ooh.
Y'all love that.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check it out.
Andrew's going back. Brother Andrew's going back to Alabama soon.
Yeah. Football season, everything shut down. When they open up, one Alabama game. I'm telling you.
Well, I think they're doing it. I think they did a football game when I was there. I didn't.
I'm talking about like where everybody can come.
Could be a real game.
So they're empty stadiums or something?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're doing.
Damn, it's crazy.
Yeah, they got fucking cardboard cutouts, dude, in the stadiums.
Man.
It's hilarious.
First time I ever went to an Alabama game, man. My God.
Tailgating and all that, or? Was there like a big party before the game?
Party.
Oh, man.
It ain't inside the game, man, where it's popping there. It's popping outside the game, right outside the stadium. Everywhere, it's jumping.
Nice.
You'll love that. Yep. I promise you.
And the Alabama college girls.
What? They going crazy.
I know.
You say Roll Tide, they showing they, man, all right. You going to see.
Yep.
Man.
But you going to see. It's popping.
It's yeah. Popping.
They got it. They got it. They got it. Big boy TVs outside. They got the campers going. Sales everywhere. They got about 50 tables full of food. People everywhere. It's just popping. You know, Alabama, man, that's the coldest college in America right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I believe it.
Awesome.
Shout out to Nick Saban, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nick Saban put the play together.
Shout
Hail
out.
Hail Mary. It's brutal, man. I'm telling you, you got that. Now, that's something you got to go. Like, type of person you is, like, the OnlyFans part of life, you know,
yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you want to go, man.
Yeah,
that's like heaven on earth for you.
You have a blast. We're going, man. We're going to have a blast out there.
Telling you, man. You yeah. Love that.
After going there for Halloween and seeing one of like the big college Halloween parties, I decided to go. I'm gonna go back for New Year's Eve in Tuscaloosa. You know, go party it up. Should be a little hot little spot. I'm thinking, especially during COVID.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna love that.
Maybe you can fly
if
me
it
out
open
too.
Up. If it open back up, man,
I'll go with you, man. You gotta fly me out there. We're getting some money. We gotta make some money on this podcast.
Yeah. The Emerson says like $500 ticket or something.
Yeah. Daily47.org. Click on support. We got a website set up. This website's popping. It's a high-tech website. You'll have seen it or not. You probably haven't been there.
Have not.
I know you will.
How long has it been since you've been, haven't been back to Birmingham? It's been a minute since you haven't been back to Birmingham?
Oh, I had just left Birmingham like 2 months ago. Oh,
okay. Whoa.
Hey, they mad because I left. Real talk. Like, people don't even talk to me about it.
Damn.
Man.
I had one little female. She's like, you just left and you ain't take nothing. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, listen, man. Johnny, what you talking about? You know, that's where I'm from, though. You know. Love, that's home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I wasn't no bad person, you know what I'm saying? You'll see we go when we go. We gonna go.
Man.
We go for New Year's.
Oh.
We gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got people in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Some real bad bitches out there. Real talk.
I got people everywhere in Alabama. Not just Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I was there, I was meeting people that just came into Birmingham just for October for Halloween, and they're like out in the countryside and everything, seeing how great the state is.
Yep. We're gonna wrap it up. We're at 2:30. Thank you for showing up, everybody. Thank you for listening. We're checking out. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
See you next time.